looking for beavers.
All right.
Oh, I feel like a Power Ranger.
Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.
That is exactly what the beavers would want.
And welcome back to
Fuck Pants, man.
Rodeo.
Man, fuck pants.
Yes.
Fuck pants. It's so hot out right now.
You got that out of your system, Jen?
Yeah. Fuck pants.
If you're not aware, fuck pants, and you're back with Beaver Rodeo.
Sorry.
Before we get into this episode, I have to give a quick shout out to fellow podcasters Magnetic Mismatch, hosted by Linda and Will. They are also a married couple. Did I just say that? I think I did.
No. You didn't. Did you mention that they're a married couple?
Well, I am now. They are a married couple.
And, we've got it together today, guys.
Right? It's because of those pants, man.
Yeah, pants are disorienting.
Messing everything up.
So fuck pants.
If you haven't seen their podcast, check it out. They have great banter. If you like what we talk about, they're very similar. They have a great episode where they dive into what it's like growing up with immigrant parents, which anyone who does have immigrant parents, whether you're Latin, Asian, European, African, doesn't matter. If you're not from America, it's a struggle you'll relate with. You'll get it. They always want more from you than what you can give sometimes. But yeah, check them out. Hashtag Team Will.
Oh, it's back. Team. Linda?
No, hashtag Team Will.
Linda.
No.
You're mispronouncing Linda.
Don't make me put pants on you.
No. I will burn every single pair of pants in this household, all right? Not in this house. There will be no pants.
In any case, we digress way too much. But speaking of them is very relative to our episode today. Because while I didn't grow up with immigrant parents, my parents were, I guess, second generation or whatever. Like, their parents were from other countries.
Yeah.
Like Puerto Rico, Spain, mm-hmm. Argentina, stuff like that.
Yeah, so you'd be second generation.
Yeah. Huh? So I'm second? They're first. I'm second. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. But for you, you did have immigrant parents.
Yeah. But my parents are fairly Americanized, but they are very cultured.
Yeah. Where we're going with this is discipline in the household.
Yeah.
And how it was similar, it differed, you know, like, while I didn't have immigrant parents, it didn't change the fact that I was still raised with the mentality as if I were, you know, of how I was disciplined.
That's how they were disciplined.
Exactly.
So they brought that on you as
well. Yeah. It was still inside of them and it was not leaving. Like, they obviously, like, my parents were probably hit more than I got hit.
Yeah.
But I got hit.
I feel like the hitting gets watered down per
generation. Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if that's an immigrant thing, because I know, like, I guess non-immigrant families that would beat the shit out of their kids.
But was it a part of disciplining, or was it because they were abusive parents?
Oh, I guess both.
You know? Like, it's...
I use the word beat the shit out of their kids loosely. I mean, like, you know, like, a slap to the hand or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
there's levels. There's
infamous belt or whatever that I'd hear about.
Yeah. Like I'd say that my dad was abused as a child with the stories he's told me.
Yeah.
You know, like my dad would tell me, like if I got hit with just a hand or a belt, he got hit with whatever was available. You know what I mean? So kind of like if you ever saw like the Jackson story, where, like, you see, like, the dad tells them they'll get a switch, and which is just a stick out from outside, and they have to get beat with that stick they had to pick out themselves.
Smallest one.
If they pick the wrong stick, then it's even worse, because that means dad has to go get the right stick.
Oh, no.
You know? Like, that's the kind of thing my dad grew up with. Like, he would tell me, like, he got hit with, like, oh, what was it? He said his mom got so angry one time that she ripped the wire out of the TV or out of whatever and beat him with that wire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like he got hit with wires, bats, pans, you know, spatulas. And the regular hands and belts, of course, like the staples. But
The infamous.
But whatever was around and the hard chancleta. Enough. Oh, of course, yeah. If you're Hispanic, the chancleta is prime suspect number one. You know what I mean? For the beatdown. If it's from your mom, like your dad's going to use his hand or fisticuffs. Uh-huh. And whatever, maybe a boot or whatever.
Whatever's available.
Yeah, like if it was a shoe or a boot, and you gotta think, my dad came up from like the 60s. He was born 1958, 59. So in the 60s, those are real shoes. You know what I mean? That was no joke. My mom, like, she got hit with, like, a belt and a hand. Like, I don't think she got necessarily. Maybe she got a broom once or twice. Yeah. I don't think she got the same thing my dad got. And also because, like, boys and girls get disciplined differently.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Within the era, the timelines in our day and age.
Yeah.
Plus, for the most part, like, when I hear about how both of them were, out of the two of them, my mom was probably... Yeah, I don't even know. Mom was pretty mischievous, too. I can't even say she was more well-behaved.
I mean, she's still mischievous.
Yeah, yeah. It's just different, I guess, depending. Like, when it was, my dad had, like, his mom and his dad all his life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, my mom, she shifted through different parts of the family. Because, like, mom and dad passed away, so then she's with, like, her grandparents, and she's with her aunt and stuff. So it was just like, well, survival.
Everyone has a different mode of discipline.
Yeah. But at the same time, they're kind of similar.
Yeah.
But we find out, like, with us, we were raised pretty differently in how we were disciplined. We kind of delved in it before when you brought up how you were had to do homework at home and everything given to you by your mom. And I was given the same thing. Like,
yeah.
It's weird how we were each given, like, homeschooling in a sense.
Yeah,
but we went to public schools. But, like, it wasn't just public schooling. It's like when you get home, you do even more for us, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just weird because, like, you're Vietnamese Cambodian. I'm Puerto Rican, Spaniard, and Argentinian, and whatever else. Who knows whatever Latin shit's dropped in me.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, our cultures aren't known for that. We're not known for, like, oh, it's summertime. You still got school to do when you get home.
Yeah. It's expected from an Asian household.
Yeah.
It's like, so
it's kind of interesting, though.
When people find out that I'm shitty at math, they're like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I know, I've been doing math my whole life, and I'm still terrible at it.
Together, we're perfect. But we're kind of anomalies.
The fact
that you go against the stereotypes of, like, it's not like you're bad at math, but, like, you're not good at quick math.
No.
If you had to, like, write it all out, I think you can do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if it was like, Jen, real quick, 9 times 9, you're like, duh! George, calculator. You know?
Yeah, just, my brain just completely stops working. I'm like, the fuck? Why are you swearing at me?
You know numbers on my kryptonite? Well, for me, it's the opposite. Like, I excelled at math. Like, math is probably, like, one of my favorite subjects in school, general.
Favorite? That's a strong word.
Yeah, yeah.
High praise for math.
Which is something for someone who was a creative writer. Like, I taught creative writing.
That's so weird.
But at the same time, like, I loved math.
Ugh.
Like, I taught the Vietnamese exchange students.
The dumb kids like me.
They weren't exchange students. They were actually Vietnamese students who transferred over from Vietnam.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, like, I tutored them. In math.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's how much I loved math and how much I was good at it.
Nerd.
Oh, yeah. I can't deny that shit. My mom hates that I accept that kind of shit. She's like, you're not a nerd. My son's better than that. It's like, hey, nerds rule the world, man.
It's true.
It's like,
Some of the richest people are nerds, so.
Exactly. It was a nerd who gave us Facebook, all right? Whether you like him or not doesn't matter, but we're all using it.
Computers, nerds.
Yeah.
Internet, nerds.
So I'll take that shit.
Cars, nerds.
It's like, I'm pretty sure Kevin Feige's a nerd. He gave us the MCU.
It's true.
He's a movie comic book nerd.
Yeah, yeah. Just different varieties of nerd.
Yeah. But in any case, I think we wanted to dive deep into, like, to see how each of us experienced being punished in the household. And whenever we do talk about it, it's always interesting to me.
Why?
And I had a lot of Asian friends growing up.
Yeah.
And they got hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Likewise, yeah.
Boys or girls, it didn't matter. They got hit. And then to find out that you only got hit, like, what, once?
Once that I can remember. I'm pretty sure I got...
Once I can remember.
All the other hits, you know, that's how I lost my memory. No. I lost a brain cell at a time per hit. I feel like... I know my sister got hit more than I did because she's a... way worse kid than I ever could imagine being. I was a fairly good kid. Like, I was a good bad kid.
Okay. Yes, for those who don't know, I'm giving her a look right now. Like, please explain further how you were a good bad kid.
Well, because I was well behaved in the house, but, like, I would just do... Think of it as, like, tiny misdemeanors. You know? Like, my sister's out there committing felonies, you know?
Yeah.
As far as bad things go, you're talking back to the parents and blah, 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 you know?
I'm glad you explained that. It's
I don't know if she's ever stolen anything, but she probably has, but lying to this day. And, you know, but then there's me that's just like, my dad's taking a nap. I just sneak out of the house so I can... to the backyard. I'm not going to the front yard, you know, yeah. out in the streets or anything. Kid. Yeah. I'm going to the backyard so I can go play out on the swings, even though he said, go and stay inside. You know, the tiny little things. Yeah. You know, like,
I was you had a fenced in yard, too.
Yeah, we were completely fenced. Backyard was pretty much a fortress. And then, you know, just tiny little things. And I don't really snap back at my parents when I was a kid. As I got older, I would. But, you know, I didn't sneak out of the house. I didn't. No. And I was pretty fairly like forthright with my parents because I've seen what lying does in my household between my dad lying to my mom or my sister hiding and lying about anything to either of them. I've seen that my mom will find out regardless. She's like fucking Varys in Game of Thrones, right? She's got her little birds everywhere, right? My mom's a hairdresser. Like, my mom used to cut hair. She had like a little salon in the basement or whatever. So all of the Asian, the Vietnamese community or Cambodians would come in and they're like, oh, I saw your daughter fucking off the other day at this place. And that's how my mom would find out. She literally had eyes and ears everywhere. Yeah. And so I realized at a very young age through observation of those around me, of everyone that's made a mistake with my mother, that it's just completely futile to hide information from her. And so I was pretty forthright with things. And so I feel like that lessened the punishment game as far as, you know, between me and my sister.
Yeah.
Also, like I was saying, like, I feel like as generations go on, the punishment severity lessens. And
yeah.
And, but it just, it transfers in different ways because my mother lectures like no other, I feel. Like,
I've seen it.
You've witnessed it. Like, yeah. It goes on for a very long time. And it's at an intense level the whole time. It is exhausting. I'm still getting lectured to this day.
Yeah. We're in our 30s.
Yeah. And I live like 3,000 miles away from her. Yeah. But I'm still getting lectured. Imagine living in the household and still getting that, but... Yeah.
Which you tapped onto something that's very important. And I think that almost anyone can relate to if they have a strict parent.
Yeah.
And that is when you said that your mother finds out no matter what.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I grew up with hardcore.
Because even when she stopped, because at some point she stopped cutting hair or whatever for like other people and just do it for the people, you know, for the family. She would still know. I don't know how. Like, I know she doesn't talk to anyone. She just goes to work and she comes home. She doesn't have friends that come over or, like, she doesn't go out places with her friends or anything. She just, that's her life. She goes to work, she comes home, and then she goes shopping with us.
Yeah.
I never see her talking to anybody else. So I'm like, how do you find these things out? What the fuck?
See, with my mom, dad people, like, my parents knew a lot of people in Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know, Lawrence
is a small town.
Yeah. Well, we grew up in Massachusetts. It's a small place.
Everyone knows each other.
Most people know each other. Yeah. Like, it's definitely one of those spots where if we went out that day to somewhere, guaranteed we're going to see at least one person that walks by. It's like, oh, hey, what's up? How's it going? Because we know that person. Or like they knew him from like high school, whatever. We knew everyone in some way or another. So we had that many times where, like, I remember, like, at one point we had to take a bus to school.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really far, per se. But as a child, you shouldn't be walking to school if there's a bus being provided.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and a couple of friends, we decided, oh, we're going to walk to school today. Like, that was the cool thing to do, to walk to school, as opposed to getting a ride.
You rapscallions.
Yeah. The thing that really pushed it over the edge that got us super in trouble was that we walked over there was a bridge that you'd cross over. There's three bridges to cross over to the other side of the town.
Yeah.
But there's also a fourth bridge that was closed off that was actually meant for the train that used to run in that area. But they closed off those tracks.
I'm trying to remember all these bridges that you're talking about. So I know, like,
This bridge would have been near where Mr. Tux was, that bridge. Okay. They may have torn it down at one point.
Okay.
But this thing was, it was dilapidated. Like, no one should be walking on this bridge. There's a reason why it was closed off.
Okay.
And this was winter time, so we walked over it in the snow, so we could have died.
Oh my! What the fuck?
But
how old were you?
Like fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Like fourth, fifth grade.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever age that is, that's how old we were. Double digits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did that, and the same day, I think, we got home and my friend lived like, it was Peter.
Yeah.
He lived like four houses away from me.
Okay.
All right. He did not live far. And my mom, she's like, so how was school today? And I'm like, it was school. It was like, oh, okay. The bus ride was good. It's like, yeah, like how it is every day. Okay. Cool.
I imagine your mom sitting in, like, because you guys had that rocking chair. I don't know if you had it back then.
Yes, we did. Yes.
But I imagine her, like, in her bathrobe or whatever, or her just a robe, like, rocking in the rocking chair, waiting for your ass to come home. She has the cat in her lap, and she's just, like, you know, like a...
like a Dr. Evil or some shit.
I was imagining the bad guy from Inspector Claw.
Oh.
It's from Inspector Gadget. Yeah. She's just rocking in the chair with the cat, just petting it, waiting, just staring at the door, just waiting for your ass to go.
George, you've come back home.
How was the bus ride?
How was the bus ride? No, it made it worse. My mom worked a full-time job. Oh, God. So she came home tired, and then she had to deal with that shit. At that time, I want to say my parents may have worked together in the same spot. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm wrong, actually. I think my dad may have worked at a different place. I think she was a secretary at that point. But so she had a long day at work, and she was kind of ticked off to find that out. But she's just like, so you didn't cross any train tracks today? To be honest, I don't think she knew that. I think she knew I walked to school. I think she found out about the train thing because I think Pete may have told his mom. And then in turn, the moms can talk to each other.
The moms
could. Yeah, and I was like, fuck, does she even know that part?
God damn it, Peter.
Yeah. But that was like a friend. A friend told them. And they're like, hey, doesn't George take the bus to school? It's like, I thought I saw him today. But that's one of those things where, like you said, like, there's the friends. But then there's the other side you just said where, like, how the fuck does she know that? My mom had this thing about her. Being Hispanic, a lot of us believe in something more, you know, something that's, you know, beyond belief, you know, besides religion and
supernatural.
God. The supernatural shit, exactly, like Santeria and stuff. And her mother, grandmother stuff, they practiced that shit. You know, like the whole, like, dead chicken under the bed, whatever. You know, like, they did that. She doesn't do it, but she believes. Like, she's seen some shit, and she believes, and she kind of has a sixth sense about things. Like, I'm skeptical about certain things, and with how she has been able to just sense something's wrong, it's kind of freaky.
Just kind of spidey sense?
Yeah. Like, there was a day where I was probably in third grade. I got into a fight, and I was sent to, what's it called?
Principal's
office? Well, no, you're being punished in school.
Oh, in-house?
In-house, yes. I was put in-house.
Okay.
Which, just to paint you a good picture of what in-house was like in this school was laid out almost like a campus kind of way, so you had separate buildings. It was all one floor, mm-hmm. one level. We had separate buildings, so like one building would be like the third, fourth graders, another building would be the fifth, sixth graders.
Okay.
Even the principal's office was another building. And if the gym was in a building across the street. So you had to walk across to get to it. And that's where our in-house was. It was where the gym was. And it was like tucked off. So if you went into the gym and you went up the stairs to the bleachers, at the top, there's this little room, this little nook of a room that was tucked off. And it looked like a room that was unfinished.
Like there what was purpose a lot of wood. Would it serve?
Yeah, like it was so weird. And I kind of felt bad for the guy who had to run in-house, too, because it's like he's being punished, too. Because it felt like an attic of sorts. Like, this was like a horror movie, how it was. You had like 3 to 4 desks, so you couldn't even have that many kids in-house.
Yeah.
So these were the worst kids if they got put there. And I got put there.
You were the worst kid.
Because I got into a fight.
Congratulations.
A fight that I did not start, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised that you try to get out of the fight. If you can't, then you defend yourself.
Yeah.
So I defended myself because the option was not available to me. You know, when you get into a fight, there's a circle. There's only so many places you can go. You know,
right. It's either get punched in the face or don't get punched.
Exactly. And I'm not about losing. That's not the life I lead. I'm a winner. Right?
I feel that.
So my mom just shows up randomly.
But doesn't your mom have a habit of just showing up randomly?
But it's why she said it. She's like, I felt like I had the need to come to see you. Like, something was up. My mother never showed up randomly when I had a good day, all right? Let's make that clear. Okay? Like, when I'm, like, having, like, an awesome day where it was, like, field day and I'm winning, you know what I mean?
She wasn't there.
She wasn't there for that. You know what I mean?
She's like, I smell bullshit.
The day where I got a certificate for having, like, an awesome art thing in class or whatever, didn't show up. the day that I skipped, she's like, where's my son?
You know, oh my God.
But like, she showed up and she's like, I sensed that something happened. And lo and behold, you're in-house. And I wasn't in-house for long. Because once she found out that I was defending myself, they're like, my son's not taking in-house. Like, there were times I was supposed to get detention or suspended or whatever because of fighting.
Yeah.
I wasn't fighting. I fought a lot when I was a kid. But I didn't start any of these fights.
Yeah.
It was always someone started me. I had long hair back then. And so kids thought it was funny to make fun of a kid who had long hair. Yeah. Boys aren't supposed to have long hair in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know? So it was like a big joke. Like, oh, George is a girl. Ha ha. Indian. Blah, 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 blah. You know, bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone pulls my hair. I'm going to punch them in the face.
Yeah.
That tells me, like, it's like ringing a doorbell. You know, you wanted the door open, you've opened the door for kick-ass.
This is, right? this is what we have in common, because I've had that done to me as well, and I'm just a girl, obviously. I'm gonna have long hair.
Yeah.
Let alone being an Asian person. Touch my hair or anywhere on my body that I don't allow you to, you're gonna get popped in the face.
Yeah. Well, my mom always... If, let's say, I'm gonna throw an absurd number out there. Let's say I got into 100 fights... Within third and fourth grade, because it's specifically in that area, because we lived, I don't know, 10 blocks away from the school. It was not far. You know, town blocks are not like city blocks. And so she could walk to my school at any time.
Yeah.
And let's say over 50% of the time, she would sense that something was wrong if they didn't call her.
But. Your mom's like that, the old man at sea or just like at the lighthouse. So he's just like, he's
blind. That's a storm brewing.
Yeah, he's blind or whatever, but he's just like, I sense trouble over the water.
I smell a storm.
I must go to there.
That storm's name is George.
Wow, you turned your mom into Claw and an old man.
Yeah.
I wonder where else we're
going. Her name is Old Man McClaw.
I wonder where else.
So yeah, needless to say, like, my mom was scary.
Yeah.
With just that alone, never mind the beatdown I would get if I was ever wrong, which happened a bit, because I was the oldest.
The Latin mother beatdown where she just slaps you with every syllable.
Yeah. It's a joke that it's been told from the dawn of time.
Yeah.
But it's true, man. Especially if you got a mom that's bilingual. You fucked, you know, because like you're going to get beat down in each fucking language. And it's so fucking true. It is too true. And for someone who's not like musically inclined.
She had a rhythm.
Yeah, you know I mean, like, you know, my mom can dance. My mom, before her voice maybe got ruined by like smoking and drinking and stuff like that, you know, because of just partying at a young age and stuff. Like when I was younger, my mom, she sounded like Cher when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like.
I can see that.
My mom could sing. You know, like she can carry a note, but it's like she didn't ever do anything musically in her life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On a hobby professional level. But man, could she be in rhythm with those hits? You know what I mean? Da 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 da. That's what it kind of felt like, which is probably why I got into music at one point, because it was beat into me. You know. Maybe that's why Hispanics are good at dancing. That's we're good at dancing because our parents beat us into it. Because
you still feel the vibrations
going inside of you. Somewhere inside of us.
You figured it out, man. Yeah.
It took me 36 years, but I finally found out the equation that is the Latino beatdown of salsa and merengue. Damn, that was a rude awakening.
It's okay.
So yeah, obviously I got beat a lot.
Right.
Because anyone who knows me, I can dance.
And I don't dance very well, so that means I didn't get beat a lot, which I didn't.
Yeah, because we're a Vietnamese girl. You're not a Vietnamese boy. If you were, then maybe you're a break dancer or something.
That all makes sense.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Actually, all the Vietnamese friends I had growing up that were dudes, they were all nerds.
Nah.
The Cambodian boys, they were all the ones who thought they were B-boys.
Yeah, yeah. No, I only got hit once from what I can remember, and it was because...
Oh, it's a wonderful tale.
It's so stupid. But I don't remember how old I was. Really, I was young. I don't think I was in double digits yet. I couldn't have been, possibly. My dad's Catholic, so every Sunday we'd go to church, and it was winter time, and there was this coat. I remember this being like this navy blue coat, and it was ugly as sin. And I didn't want to wear it, and my dad's like, put on your coat, and I'm like, I don't want it. And it's like, it's cold outside. It's snowing. Put on your coat. We're going to church. And I kept, like, you know, pushing back. And he's like, put on the coat. And he just got tired because we're like, now we're late or whatever. And I don't know. It just escalated really quick. And then he just, like, I got hit in the head, but I don't even know how, where. Like, it just happened. It was really quick. I was like, quick strike, pow. And just sobbing like the ugly car, like, okay, I put on the coat.
You all your life, you were like, your dad is Jackie Chan. He Jackie Chan'd you.
Yeah. And you just swift strike, pow.
Yeah.
He just didn't use props. He just used his fist or whatever. And I'm going, and then, you know, I put on the coat, obviously. And we go to church, and I'm just like, trying, you know, when you get like, we are trying not to cry, and you're just like, because you can't breathe.
And we're crying, yeah.
And I'm trying not to, like, my dad's like, stop crying in the car. And it's like, I'm trying to wipe my face, and it's like, my face is red. And so it's like, it's wintertime, so my face could be red because of snow and coldness or whatever. Yeah. But it's just like, and I'm just trying to, like, calm my breath, like, in the middle of church, trying not to cause a scene. But I'm still just like, life sucks, I hate this coat. So it wasn't that I was even in, I don't recall even, like, crying about the pain. I'm crying because I'm wearing this ugly coat.
And so imagine, like, being like the priest, like, is your daughter okay? And he's like, oh, it's the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. Too much for her.
The power of Christ compels her.
Christ be with you, my child.
Already is. Amen.
Isn't that always funny? Like, when your parents hit you and you start crying, and they're like, stop crying.
Yeah.
It's like, you made me cry. Or, like, since you only got hit once, you probably never had this. Mm. But, like, I heard this a lot. It's like, you better stop crying. I'll give you a reason to really cry. And I felt like you just gave me the reason to really cry. You hit me.
We're already there.
Yeah. It's like, what's the reason that goes above hitting me? I'd like to know what that is. But I said that I don't want to know what that is.
For real.
It's like, I will stop crying, right?
your lips trembling.
Yeah, my parents, I felt like they had to rotate the way we got hit and who hit us.
Yeah.
Because, and I think, the other thing that sucked is, like, sometimes my parents wouldn't even get home at the same time. So, let's say, like, it was, like, that fourth, fifth grade area where my mom was working in an office building and my dad was working for a glass company.
Okay.
You know, so they put up, like, windows and stuff like that. And I think she'd get home first, I want to say, and then he'd come home later because his job had hours where they would fluctuate because if he had to go do a job.
Right.
He'd be at a location.
Yeah.
And if something happened, like, this was a popular one, actually, because me and my brother, we were good kids. Let's just make that clear. Like, we weren't the typical bad kids. We were good kids. We didn't do it. We were never in a gang. We never did drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, we never... I may have stole something once or twice as a kid. You know, it happens. My brother did the same thing.
We all do it, yeah.
Yeah. I think our biggest thing was, like, maybe lying about something stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Stupid lies of, like, hang out with our friends for too long, whatever bullshit, or fighting. Fighting was the biggest one, with each other. So, like, me and my brother would get home from school first. I had to take care of my brother. We have a 4-year difference. I'm older. And we would get on each other's nerves, plain and simple. And we would fist fight. And my mother would come home and she catches us fighting. So then she would beat us with what I just described to you.
And so then she would beat you with the power of salsa.
And yeah, and then my dad would come home and then she'd tell my dad what we did. And then he'd hit us. So it's twice the beatdown.
Yeah, but the Latino dad beatdown is different from
the mother. It's concentrated.
Yeah.
So with mom, it's like a good 5 minutes or so of dot, 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 dot. But with dad, it's concentrated 3 hits with his hand.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at a place. It won't, like, he used to do the hand at first, but that's not enough. So it'd be like somewhere else on the body.
Yeah.
He would never hit us in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've only got hit in the face. Actually, what am I saying? We never hit us in the face. We got slapped so many times. I had trauma right there. I had to remember, like, oh shit, I totally got hit in the face. But I mean, it's like he never punched us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've only been punched by my dad like maybe twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That was like, that was those moments was like, I'm a man now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you are? Okay.
I'm a man grown.
Yeah. But yeah, like he would do the like that. And that, just as intense as that sounded, it's as intense as it felt.
Right? Just this red mark.
Yeah. And if it wasn't that, and if he had more energy, then he would get what we deemed as the Whopper.
The Whopper.
Which was one of those Everlast or Ever Ready. I forget what the name of the brand was, but it's a weightlifting belt.
Everlast.
Everlast. Okay, yeah. Like, it's, you've seen these belts. Like, these are, they're leather belts. Like, not like how, these days, probably like made of like fabric. No, back then it was leather. It was probably an eighth of an inch, a quarter of an inch thick.
Oh, God.
You know, he'd hit us with that thing. And the welts would be so intense that, you know, the holes where like the buckle's supposed to go into.
Yeah.
You'd see the holes on our legs, like the marks on our legs.
Oh, damn.
If it was on the other side where it says Everlast, you see Everlast on our body. That's how hard the hit was.
I shouldn't laugh, but I just...
It's funny.
This beatdown...
To hear it.
This beatdown sponsored by Everlast. My kids are sponsored.
My dad should have got some money from that, though, man. Because we got hit a lot.
This leg is branded.
I will say, when you hear this, you're like, wow, that means you guys were abused children, me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to see it, yes. Like, it's granted, like, I don't support all the hits I may have gotten, how I got them.
Yeah.
But in retrospect of what I did, like, I always did something bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, my parents never hit me because, like, I brought home a C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
My parents didn't hit me because, like, oh, I'm tired today. And you're here? I'm going to hit you and make me feel better.
Right.
Like, that never happened.
You misbehave.
Up. Yeah, it's like,
bad.
I did something bad. You know, I broke a rule.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was like a rule in the world that you shouldn't be breaking, like stealing, mm-hmm. you know, or it was a rule that we had in our household. I broke that rule. I should have obeyed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if I'm a good kid, and as proven, whenever I was good, I got things. Like, when I brought home like straight A's and shit, my mom would get, she would treat me.
Yeah.
Like, she would take me out that day, or she'd buy me something.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was very much the, what's the word I'm looking for here? A spoiler.
Yeah.
In a sense. Like, she would spoil me if I was a good kid.
Right.
You know?
She would get you what you deserve.
Exactly. So it went both ways. Like, good kids get good things. Bad kids get bad things. Okay. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I can't, looking back as an adult, I can't say I was abused. Granted, would I have liked to have not gotten hit the way I got hit? Yes.
Of course.
But, like, you bring up the whole thing with, like, having an older sibling. I was the older sibling. So while you learned from your older sibling, I was the lesson for my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I can recall my brother didn't get hit as much as I got hit.
Right.
At all. And even, like, once he was introduced into the equation of two kids, punishment started to change.
Mm-hmm.
It evolved over time.
Yeah.
And they started whipping out some, like, they tried the white shit. You know, like the white family kind of punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because during that time, like the 90s, it was when there was a shift, you know, in how you, like, you couldn't really hit kids anymore.
Right, right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was starting to become this movement of like, oh, like DSS and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, what was the method? Like, count to three. Like, one, two, three. If I get to three, then that's it. And they tried it.
But what was it? What happens after it?
With white families, I don't know, because they don't hit their kids. So
I've always wondered. I'm like,
I think the 1, 2, 3 is like you get punished, like as in like a grounding.
Grounding.
You know, it's like, okay, I take this away.
Yeah.
You know, or you have to go to the corner, you know, go to timeout. My parents, they tried timeout. I'm not going to pretend like they didn't, because they did. Their timeout was different from a white person timeout. You know, their 1, 2, 3 was different from a white person 1, 2, 3. So like if you're in a white family, it's 1, 2, all right. If I get to 3, then you'll have to go to your room where all your toys are, you know, or like you won't have TV for a week. You know, it's stuff like that. Not in our household.
Hmm.
It was 1. Oh, fuck this shit. Oh, fuck. I don't know what 3 was. All right. We didn't get to 3.
We're like, shit.
Yeah. And if it was like, that's it. Go to timeout. Go to the corner. The corner for us, you go to the corner of the living room. One of the corners. And then you were there for the rest of the day. So like, if you fucked up in the morning, like right after cartoons happened or whatever, and you're stuck in the corner for the rest of the day, you got to eat. Like, all right, it's lunchtime. Go eat. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I think that's when it may have ended. It's like, all right, we're making food now. So you're eating. So, okay. But then afterwards, like, you don't get to be in the living room. You go to your room.
Okay.
You're still being punished.
Yeah.
Like, if you got put in the corner, that's it. It was punishment for the day, you know? And then the next level to that, actually, before I even get to the next level, it was funny. I remember there were a few times where we were in timeout for so long that we fell asleep on our corners.
Wait, so did you have to, like, stand in the corner? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to stand in the corner. So, like, it would get to a point where, like...
So you're just, like, leaning forehead into
sometimes, the... Sometimes, yeah, I'd be like that. And my dad would be like, hey, wake up. You're in the corner. You're being punished. It's like, oh, sorry. One of the times, like, one of the corners that we had to stand in was, like, behind our the recliner. I mean, like, the lazy boy chair.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And the corner was so tucked in that... And we were kids. So, like, one time... I don't know if it was me or my brother. I think I remember my brother. He was in that corner, and he fell down to sleep. And my parents forgot. And they're like, where the fuck is Cordero? Where the fuck? I was like, well, didn't you put him in the corner? And they're like, yeah, but... And I think my mom and dad had to check the mail, and that was the door was also in that corner. So they went over and was like, what the fuck are you sleeping? I'm like, well, I found him. They put him right to bed, and I was like, it's like, damn, that's sad. There's funny moments. Yeah. So, but that's there was a next
it's
level.
It's funny in hindsight.
Yeah, so there was a next level to this, right?
Yeah.
So, my every time sometimes we complain about it, it's like, you know, this is unfair. None of our friends go through this or whatever. And... they're like, you know what we grew up with? You want to? Anyway, my dad, he's like, you know what my mom and dad did to me? It's like, when instead of putting me in a corner, or if it was just a corner thing, it's like, my mom made me kneel in grains of rice. And then he's like, and my dad will have me hold dictionaries or like something heavy in each hand, and you had to keep them level. So he's kneeling in rice while holding that stuff. And me being a wise ass, I must have said something. I don't remember what the fuck I said, but I said something. And then I found myself kneeling in rice, holding encyclopedias.
Kneeling sucks in general.
In general,
kneeling,
yeah.
For a long time, let alone, like, these tiny hard pieces of rice just, like, ingrained into your fucking kneecaps.
Ingrained.
So when you get up, there's just, like, these little holes.
Yeah.
Like,
shit was
indents.
Rough. Which, in turn, I just want to keep in mind, like, we weren't a rich Latin family.
Yeah.
All right? We were poor. All right. But at that time, like, we were poor, but good enough where, like, we always had money.
Okay.
Because both our parents were working.
Yeah.
You know, they both had good jobs. We always had money in the house.
Okay.
But we're poor to the extent, like, we're living in an apartment. You know, right. we're paying rent to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We didn't have a car. You know, we didn't have, like, if other kids are getting fucking Nikes, we're still getting Payless shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we always had, like, other stuff. We had hand-me-downs. We had secondhand stuff. Like, it was... We weren't as well-to-do as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, to be throwing rice on the ground, that's wasteful.
That is wasteful.
But at the same time, that shows how cheap rice is.
Yeah, there's so much of it.
Yeah, where our parents can feel comfortable enough to prove a point with a cup of rice.
Ouch, man.
It sucked. I think it only happened to me twice.
Dude, I think I would rather just take the fucking salsa beating to the face or like... The concentrate than fucking kneel and rice and hold dictionaries. Like, that resistance for hours.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there like...
And I was a kid too, so I wasn't strong. Right? And I don't know if people remember like Encyclopedia Britannica, I think it was called.
Yeah.
Like, we had those.
They're heavy books.
Yeah. One book alone.
Covers. Like... Yeah.
You get like an R and an S in each hand. That fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think my brother had to do that. I feel confident he didn't have to. But, like, he learned from all the stuff that I went through.
Right.
So, by seeing all that shit, he's just like, all right, I'm going to bring home straight A's all the time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I went
through. He's like, I'm never going to lie. Like, till this day, my brother's, like, pretty good about never lying. Like, he's honest to a fault.
Yeah.
You know? Where it's like, dude, maybe you should have lied to get yourself out of the situation, because now telling the truth, you're in more trouble. You know? Like, that's how honest he is now. But, like, he learned. He's like, I'm just not going to do those things. Those are things I'm never going to do. And I'm going to be a good boy. Yeah. And for the most part, like, he would get in trouble, but it was, like I said, for fighting with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Little things. That's the same thing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, he did not, like, I know if you were to ask him, he'll tell a different story. But I guarantee he did not get abused as much as I did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I got a lot more punishment. Yes. I think he does know that. He's like, I did learn a lot from you in the sense of what not to do.
The trials of being an older sibling.
Yeah.
You were literally the trial.
Yeah. And in turn, it's like, I also, like, I tell him, it's like, see, you luck out in a lot of things. Because I broke mom and dad. I broke them in so that you would be okay. Because, like, my brother did something where if it was me at his age, it was in high school he did this thing that I'm about to talk about. All right. And in high school, my parents weren't hitting me anymore. Because
right.
At this point, I'm a young adult.
Right. You know,
in their eyes, like, you're a grown man. You know what I mean? Like, you're about to be on your own eventually. You know, why are we going to hit you? You know, you want to be respected and treated like a man? Then we're going to treat you like that. But, like, so my punishments were more like, I couldn't go out. You know, I couldn't hang out with my friends. Right. Or, like, the things I liked doing at school, like my after school things of, like, being in a play or in band, I'd be punished from that. Mm. And that hurts me scholastically.
Right.
So it's just like, if you don't want that to happen, then you're going to be good. So my brother in high school, he had a girlfriend who he was sleeping with already. And I want to say he was sleeping with her at her place. Like, he'd sleep over there. He wanted to bring her over to our place to go get down. So he asked dad to ask mom. He didn't even ask mom. He had dad ask mom if they could go out. Like, he would give them money so they can go out for the day so he can have the place to himself so he can bone his girlfriend.
Wow. That's some audacity.
Right? Now, all those years... At this point, like, I'm already out of the house because I still live there. I was actually paying for the rent. So, like, I'm there in my 20s seeing this go down. I was like, wow, like, I wasn't a bad kid. I was a good kid. Everything that I did all the years, if anything that was super bad, he has now trumped me. Like, all the years I did of trying to break them down so that he could just have an easy ride, he's just like, step aside, George.
I got this.
Yeah.
Let me make up for some lost time.
He's like, I'm all in.
Jeez.
I thought for sure mom was going to slap the shit out of him. But instead, he got the worst punishment that you can possibly get from your mother. And that was the shunning.
Mm.
She didn't look at him. She didn't talk to him. He didn't exist.
But it happened, right?
It totally happened. Oh, yeah. It totally happened. And
it happened several times after. Anyway.
She lived with us.
Yeah.
I think here's the thing. Growing up, this was the kind of the mantra they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't want you doing drugs. We don't want you having unprotected sex. We want you doing these certain things. But if you feel like you want to do drugs, you want to do these certain things, then do them in here. Do them under our roof, because then we know you're safe.
Yeah.
And we can protect you.
Yeah.
You know, you're with some stranger. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know, like, that. You don't know how you're going to handle it. They're not going to take care of you. They don't know what to do to take care of you. They're going to let you die. You know what I mean? So do it here in the safety of our home, so we know that you're okay. That was always the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, like, I never felt the need to do drugs. You know, plus they did stuff and I knew I didn't want to do what they were doing.
Right.
You know, and I think it was the same thing kind of for my brother. And I was just like, all right. But I think in somewhere it must have, like, pivoted. And he was like, well, mom and dad always say do it at home. So... I'm doing it at home. You know? And I think somewhere my mom was just like, well, I'd rather he do it here than somewhere else. He's going to do it regardless, right?
Right.
And otherwise, he's going to be sneaking around doing it. If he's doing it here, at least I know he's in a safe place. You know, condoms are always provided, that kind of stuff. I think that was the mentality. The letting her live with us thing, I don't remember how that happened or why that was permitted.
How long did she live there?
It felt like forever. I know I didn't agree to it. I was dead set against it. I did not support it at all.
Yeah, it's another fucking mouth to feed and all that.
Well, it's just that, like, I wasn't supportive of that relationship
at
all.
Okay.
You know, there was a lot of bad sides that came with it.
Yeah.
And he's my brother. As an older brother, my mentality is I need to take care of him. I am my brother's keeper. I will let no harm come to him. And if I see someone giving harm to him physically or emotionally, then they must die. You know what I mean?
No, I feel
that was my mentality. It's there's a lot more bad times. Why is this happening? You know? So to this day, I don't know how that went down. I kind of forget. Mm-hmm. I mean, I blacked that out of my mind.
Repressed.
Yeah. But in turn, my brother broke my parents so much to the point where now that they don't care, they're like, all right, our kids fuck on our house now. You know what I mean? So, and I said, kids, I didn't do that. Check this out. This is how respectful I was of my parents. In my 20s, all right? If he was, let's say he was a senior during this time, so you were 18, I would have been 22?
If you're 4 years, 4 years apart, older? Yeah.
I was 22 years old, grown man. I'm paying for the rent of that apartment, all right? That apartment practically belongs to me. Okay. Which means he's really boning in my house. But even having that mentality of that mindset of, like, this is mine. Everyone lives in what belongs to me. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You guys are paying for appliances, like bills,
utilities
and food and shit. But I pay for our roof, okay? Which is a big thing when you're a man. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing your dad always holds over
your
head.
It's a big bill.
Yeah. It's like, as long as you're under my roof.
And you're having to do that in your 20s. So yeah.
Yeah. Like, I left school to make sure that we still have a home to live in.
Yeah.
Because I saw we were at a place where things were not going well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I made a sacrifice so that we can be okay.
Yeah.
And even with all of that, you'd figure I would be like, well, I could fucking bone in my fucking, this is my place. I'll bone here if I want to bone here.
Nope.
I didn't do it. Because I felt like that's disrespectful to my mom and dad. Specifically my mom. Not my dad, because my dad, I don't think he would care as much. Obviously, he wouldn't. He asked my mom if my brother can do that. My dad's like, my boys want a bone. Let them bone. But I couldn't see doing that to my mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's just... Like, I didn't want to fucking hear them having sex over there. Why the fuck would they want to hear me? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's such
an uncomfortable...
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Plus, for me, it's just like... That's not a turn-on. That's not something sexy. Like, how do you bring someone home, especially if you're 22? I'm not going to bring a girl to a place that's like, so this is my place. I got roommates. They're my parents. But ignore that.
I'm the king of the castle.
Yeah.
We shall fuck in this small room.
Yeah. It's like, there's nothing cool about that. For a high schooler, it's different. You're in high school. You have a thing. But I'm an adult. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I never did it. Now, on to how my brother broke my parents. Giving me an opportunity. So this girlfriend who he had, she had a sister who liked me. All right. There was something there, but I just wasn't... I liked someone else,
mm-hmm.
you know? And also, she had a kid. And for me, it's like, I'm 22. I'm not going to get with someone who has a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even at
age. Not at that age. At that age. Yeah. If I was the age I am now, I could be more into it.
Yeah.
But at that age, it's like, if I'm starting a family, I want it to be something that I built.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want someone else's family.
I mean, yeah, that's, I would say at any age, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility to be able to consider taking on, you know, potentially caring for someone else's child.
It is. But I feel like once, like when you're in
definitely at a young age, but even.
Yeah. When you're in your 30s, you can accept it more. I feel as you get older, it's more, you can accept it even more because you're at that place where like, I want to pass on what I have within me to somebody.
And you're more mature. You know? You're more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got more life behind you.
Exactly. And whoever you're seeing, like there's love there. Like I wasn't going out with this girl.
Right.
But there, like I said, there was something there. You know what I mean? We were definitely attracted to each other.
Right.
And so she wanted to get down with me. And my parents are like, let's just make this happen. So I had a messy room growing up. I wasn't the person I am today. All right. And granted, I could be kind of messy now, but nowhere the messy I used to be. I was really messy.
Okay.
Like I couldn't see my floor messy. All right. But it was my room. So it's just like, no one else is coming in here. What the fuck do I care?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? My dad cleaned my room.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad cleaned
literally, if my boys want a bone, let them bone.
Super supportive. So my dad cleaned all of my room up, immaculate, made the bed up and everything. I come home from a long day of work, and my parents, they tell me, they're like, so there's a present in your room kind of thing. I was like, what? And they're like, and they tell me it's her, and they're like, I'm like, what? I'm like, my dad's like, I cleaned your room up, all right? It's all nice. All right, just, go do your thing, man. it's like you bring me, like you quick hand on my shoulder kind of thing. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck? And my mom is there and she's like, yeah. And like, she's supportive. She's like, yeah, go get it.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
You're going to do great. Because
I was a virgin.
Kid.
I was a virgin at this time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like, what is happening right now? Like it's a world of disbelief. Like I felt like I was out of body experience. Like, what? Am I dreaming? And it's like, I know I'm not dreaming because I am gross and dirty from coming from work. So this is real. And I come into my room and she's there on my bed waiting. And I was like, this is not happening.
Was she doing the naked man? Like, was she?
No. I'll be honest. If she was naked on my bed, I don't know if I could have said no as easily. That would have been a different story. Like, I think that could have changed the whole dynamic of things. Because how do you tell someone who's naked no? You know what I mean? When you're a dude, at least. If it's a girl, it's easy for a girl to tell a guy no. It's like, you're naked and you've seen what you're working with? No. But for a guy, it's like, she wasn't bad to look at, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, thank God she wasn't naked. Because that would have put me to the test. But no, she was there and I'm just like I said, I did have feelings for someone else.
Yeah.
And like, that felt wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I just can't. And that, to make it worse, it's like, my parents are over there. Yeah. Like, they're in
it's
the...
awkward.
Yeah. Like, we're... Except we're in an apartment. We're not in a house, you know? Yeah. So, the division between us right now is, like, my room, a closed door, kitchen, living room.
And it's a thin wall.
Yeah. And I'm a Marrero, okay? When we bang, there's sound. There's noise. All right? You can attest to this. Yes.
There are some power thrusts.
None of us are quiet. Mm-hmm. All right? Like, we're quiet, but what we produce is not quiet at all. Like, my brother was in the room right next to me. And unfortunately, I had to hear him bone his fucking girlfriend all the time. All right? I get where the phrase fucking like rabbits gets from. Because my brother's like a fucking rabbit. All right? That kid goes from fucking 0 to 100 for like an hour.
Oh, my God.
Right? Kid's crazy. Granted, high school, like... First of all, he was in sports. Like, he wrestled. He was in track.
Yeah.
He was a fit kid.
Your brother's always been
fit. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, tack that on with all that. It's like, that's all I have to hear. So, for me, it's just like, radio's on, playing video games, headphones, all the sounds I can have, you know?
And drowning out.
And me and my brother both heard our parents growing up.
Yeah.
You know, which is punishment within itself. Yeah. You know? So, in turn, I knew what I was going to produce. I don't know. There's no way I want that. Because that's what's going to be in my head. Like, imagine for their first time, it's like, my parents are outside. They allowed this. They let this happen. They can hear me.
My dad cleaned they up know. This room for this occasion.
Yeah. It's like, everything about that is just like,
Yeah, you know? That's so awkward.
Yeah. Like, if this was medieval times, like, if this was, you know, when you auction off your daughter to somebody,
yeah,
it's like, that's maybe it could have been more acceptable. But it's not those times. We're in the 2000s, Yeah, but that's what my brother did. He broke them to that point where it gave me an opportunity that I did not take.
Wow.
So.
Still, like, processing that.
Yeah. I don't think I ever told you that story, right?
No.
Yeah. So that happened.
Like, I know about your brother and, like, the girlfriend and how that all
happened.
But, like, I didn't know about that part.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad cleaned her room.
Which, in turn, I think that tells you a lot about me, too, that you get more insight to.
It all makes sense.
Of, like, my strength and how you willed it down to nothing.
You've got some strength.
You broke me down, Jen, as a human being.
You've got some strength and discipline.
Yeah, I got it all back afterwards. After I bedded you. But I think something else that we haven't tapped into yet when it comes to, like, discipline, and I don't know if other kids had to go through this, is so there's punishments, you know, where you're grounded, and there's hitting. But then there's also some cerebral punishment.
That's my mom.
Please explain. We'll see how we compare our cerebral notes.
It's probably, like, it's not, like, cerebral as in, like, sneaky, like, this is gonna come bite you in the ass later. It's just cerebral, like, she's gonna talk at you until you wanna just die. Like,
it's... So it's the lectures.
It's the lectures and the intensity of it. And she keeps talking at you until you literally just, like... It's almost like a hypnotism, I feel like, because it's just, like... You know what I mean? Your brain just stops. It just ceases to function.
Yeah.
And you're just, like... You just get, like, this blank stare as she's just talking at you. And you're just like, yes, I will finish the entire red math algebra book. Yes, I will wash all the dishes. Yes, I will do this. Yes, 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 mother. Yes, mother. Yes, okay, yes, mother. That's what I mean for a cerebral attack. It's just okay. Like, it's, you know, I feel it kind of like inside my soul feels like, you know, the old widow that's waiting for her husband to come home from war and just staring out the window lifelessly like, it's been 84 years. When will Robert come home from the war? And I was just like, when will my life return to me? When will she stop talking? I only meant to watch one movie. I didn't mean to watch two. I didn't want to stay. I know I should have got to bed at 10. I didn't think 5 more minutes was going to be such an issue. Yeah, that's what it was for me. But what do you mean?
Okay, it was quite different for me. On one occasion, I must have been in like second grade or so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm a kid, so not that old. And something happened at home. And as a kid, you say stupid shit as a kid back to your parents. You know what I mean? I talk back. And my talk back was a devastating thing that you should never say to your mom or dad. And that was, because I think my mom was trying to punish me for whatever. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't love you. And
I hate you.
No, I said I don't love you. Like, I hate you is one thing. Like, all kids say I hate you. But when you say I don't love you, because now you're using that word and you're saying that this and me and you in this word, we don't exist with this word anymore. Mm. You know what I mean? And that hurt. Like, my mom started crying because my mom were close and we're, yeah. we still are. My mom, like, I was my mama's boy. And especially like, for me, my mom, like growing up, like it was always me and her, you know, like there were times where her and my dad were separated. So she just had me and my brother wasn't even in the picture yet. So there's a bond that me and my mom have, the four of us, that's tighter than everyone else. And so for me to say like, I don't love you, like she, like I didn't even get hit that day. And my dad, like he got pissed off that I said that to her. And like, so we got, like, we were already going out, got bundled up or whatever. And we went to where we had to go. And then they brought us to a cemetery. Now, the cemetery where we lived, it wasn't far from us.
Oh, I know the story, but go ahead.
Yeah.
I love this story actually a lot.
It wasn't far from us at all because, like, it was actually where my sister was buried. Mm-hmm. So we went over there to see my sister and see her grave and everything. And on the way back, there's, like, this little mausoleum. Mm-hmm. But growing up, I didn't, like I said, I'm in second grade. I didn't actually know what a mausoleum was yet. And we kind of had, like, this story of, like, there was a witch in there. So my parents always like, oh, a witch lives in there. You know, and she takes little children and stuff. Like, it was like almost like a fairy tale kind of shit
yeah.
that they tried putting on me. And again, like I told you, I grew up in a household where we believe in shit, you know? Santeria is practiced by who? Witches. You know? That's brujaria. Which actually, what they actually said, like, a bruja lives in there. We were always afraid of it. So anytime we walk by, we always like, we look at it, like, you know, skeptical. You're like, what the fuck? Hope those gates stay closed. Because they were like cast iron gates that locked it up.
Yeah.
And so on the way back home, we walk and buy it. And we stop, and my dad, he ties me, like one of my hands, to the thing. Like, to the cast iron freaking fence that is the thing that closes off that mausoleum.
At night?
No, it was daytime. Okay. It was daytime, yeah. I don't think they would have done it at night.
Yeah.
Like, even they have limits, you know? We wouldn't even gone to the cemetery at night, because that's creepy. We weren't creepy people. But they tied me up there, you know, just put my hand tied, you know? And then like, all right, we're going to leave now. You're hers now. And so they walked off. And like how the road was set up, there was kind of a bend. So they just went over around the bend. But there's like brush there, like trees and shrubbery. Mm. So I couldn't see them anymore. But they could see me still.
And you thought they were
And gone. I'm crying. Like, you know, so like I'm just all tears at this point. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Don't leave me. She's going to eat me.
You got the ugly cry going.
Yeah, I was like, oh. I'm not holding anything back. Because at this point, I'm also crying for help. Right. I was like, help me. Somebody. I was like, I'll be a good boy. I'll be a good boy. And they must have left me there for like 5 minutes or whatever. Having a grand old time. And I think my brother enjoyed it quite a bit. I swear a bit. I think at first maybe he thought like something bad was happening because he saw me crying.
Yeah.
But I think after a while, once he probably saw mom and dad were okay, he's like, well, they're not upset, so I guess this is all good. You know? But he was little. You know?
He doesn't know.
Yeah, I'm in second grade. He wasn't even in school yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they just, there was no hitting. There was no scolding.
Dude, I take the hits.
Like that went above and beyond timeout.
I would take the race and the hits, the everlast over that shit. Fuck that.
Oh, man.
That's a mental break right there.
It fucked me so hard. I was good for a while. I was good for a long time.
Golden child.
Oh, man.
I'm an angel now.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you so much. I'm like, yeah. Think twice before you say some stupid shit like that again.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's creative.
Yeah.
Kinda, that should go in, like, you know, like a Hall of Fame of creative punishment.
I'd say so. Because, again, my brother didn't have that kind of shit.
That's some next level, like, MVP shit right there.
They did not do that to Cordero. They did that shit to me.
She gets the gold star at the Pizza Hut party. Like, that's good.
Crazy shit. That kind of stuff. Like, everything they did, it was always next level for them. They elevated everything, you know? That's probably why I'm the person I am today. Like, I can't just do something regular. That's like, if I'm going to do it, I gotta do it next level. Yeah. So my parents were extra with everything. Like, you know, kids, when you swear, the typical things like, I don't put soap in your mouth for swearing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My parents did that to me once. After that, it was always pique, which is hot sauce. You know, as Puerto Ricans, we make our own hot sauce. And we always had like a freaking gallon jug of pique in the house. And it was tremendously hot. That shit burned. Like, my mom would never touch it back then. Now she loves that shit. But back then, it was like my dad's stuff. And if we swore, tablespoon of that shit. Keep in mind, I grew up in a household where swearing was how we communicated. So it's just like my first...
So were you eating pique every day or what?
It just felt odd. You know what I mean? It was a weird thing to grow up in because my mom and dad were swearing all the time. You know what I mean?
This is why you have GERDs.
Probably, man.
all that spice and acid burning through your system.
It's just, it made it hard to know what was right and wrong sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because it's like, it's the do what I say, not as I do.
Exactly, yeah. Which we heard a lot. But it's like, but you guys are the example.
You know? Oh, God.
If you're the example and we're being like, you, come on, man. Which that backfired on my brother once, too. So, like, we had there was kind of an unsung rule within our house.
I mean, there's a lot of that.
And that unsung rule was kind of like, if it's funny, then you kind of get a pass.
Okay.
So, like, we weren't allowed to swear. But at the same time, if you swore at the right time and it just worked, it's like, okay, I'm not going to hit you because that was good. That was good.
You guys are like the court jester, the slave ones.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I will not give you any lashings today.
Yeah, because it's like, that was a well-timed bitch. You said bitch at the right time. That was good. Like, I think there was a time, like, we were watching, like, a movie or whatever, and, like, something happened where someone did something, and I was like, man, that person's a bitch. And my parents like, what the fuck? And it was funny. It's like, yeah, that person is a bitch. Yeah, you nailed it. Don't do that again. That was good, but don't, you know, next time.
They're still laughing.
Yeah. Because we're kids, too, so it's like a little kid saying it. It's not this voice. It's like, man, that person's a bitch. You know what I mean? It's like, that's funny. That's funny. Maybe you lost your two front teeth. It's like, what, bitch? You know?
It is funnier.
Oh, fuck. You know?
It is funnier when, like, little kids
swear. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I love hearing little kids swear.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say, I don't know if I'm going to get mad if we have a kid and they swear. I don't know. It might be too good.
Yeah, as long as they're not swearing at me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get away with that shit.
Yeah.
But, like, swearing, like, random, like, you stump your toe, it's like, oh, fuck. You know? It's like, you heard what happened? He fell and he said, oh, fuck.
I'm like, you idiot.
Yeah. But, so yeah, those were the rare occasions. But my brother had a moment where it was kind of like that situation.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he did something bad, but he did something cute at the same time. Okay. So it's like, ah! So when he was young, he stole something. He was with a friend, and then he stole, like, candy from a store. And he got caught. And so my mom found out and everything, and they punished him. And he's like, actually, wait, you know how he got caught, actually? I'm just remembering now. He got caught because he ratted himself out.
What? He confessed to his own crime?
Yes. Because he was proud of it. Because here's the thing. So now how I told you, like, in my household, things happened that confused us.
Yeah,
If you swear, we can't swear. I don't understand. My parents sometimes would take, you know, was it the fringe benefits of being at a certain job?
Oh, okay.
You know? So I'm trying to think of an example of a job where they would get extra of something. Okay, here's one. My dad was the janitor for our school at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was during the summertime, like, the person who ran, like, the kitchen, there was, like, a surplus of things. So he'd come home with, like, a big giant can of tuna,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a giant can thing of mayonnaise. And we'd have tuna fish sandwiches for, like, 2 summers. But, like, shit like that. And, like, well, we know he didn't buy it. He got it from that place, you know? And so, in turn, my brother sees that's like, well, then we can do that, right? That's a good thing. Because mom and dad would come home proud of what they brought home, you know?
So I imagine with, like, this stick of gum, like, look, fringe benefits.
Yeah, well, no, he goes, he's like, look, I 5 discounted this.
5 discounted.
He's like, look what I 5 discounted. And he was so proud. He's like, look what I did. And my parents are like, it's...
5 discounts.
Yeah, it's like, it's so stupid. But I was like, oh, that's good. That's funny. That's real funny. And we're like, you mean 5-finger discount? He's like, yeah, I did it. And I'm looking at him like, Cordero. I thought you learned from me. I thought you learned from me.
Do not,
it's like,
take my sacrifices in vain.
It's like, I got hit for this. What do you think is going to happen to you?
But he got away with it? Or?
Oh, no. He had to return it.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got to return it. But, like, I don't think he got hit. I think he got punished. But he didn't get hit. I got hit. And it's just like, but they were just, it was so good. Because I almost want to say, like, he told one parent, and the other parent's like, you gotta tell your dad.
Tell your dad exactly what you just said to me.
It was just so, like, till this day, it's still a funny fucking thing that we throw at him.
I discounted
this.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good shit, man.
But we didn't have many moments like that where our humor trumped our action.
No.
But when it did happen, it was a golden moment.
You're like, praise Jesus. And this is why your comedic timing is so good, because you've had to learn.
Yeah, I had to hone in on that shit. I mean, by the time I was in high school, I was swearing up a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to swear all the time. There was no limits to my swearing at all. That's because it was always well timed. Like, after a while, I think that was the thing for me. Like, I learned once I found out, it's like, oh, wait, I can make my parents laugh. And if I make them laugh,
all is good in the world.
Then they're not mad at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something I've always had. Like, I can always make them laugh. And, like, without even trying. Like, there's something I know I can do. It's like, I know how to make them happy. I know how to make them laugh. I know how to make them cry. Like, good cry. Like, once I learn those things, it's like, all right.
These are the tools I need in life.
That'll keep me in a good place at all times. And I'll be a good son. So that when I do a bad thing, hopefully they don't catch it.
I will.
Or they'll think about those good times where I made them laugh.
I will cast a distraction spell.
Yeah. Humor. It's definitely something that I'm going to hold on to and pass on to our children.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm trying to think if we ever, I don't think we, humor wasn't a thing in the household. Like, we laughed plenty of times, but that could never be used as a tool. I think there's also still, like, a language cultural barrier between me and my parents. So, like, any, like, funny things that I think that I could do to maybe, like, distract them, I think it would just fly over their heads.
Yeah. Unless you knew, like, some Vietnamese kind of, like, joking lingo or slang or some shit.
So I don't even speak Vietnamese.
I know. That's what I mean. Like, that's what you lost your ability.
I think if I did that, it wouldn't even be funny. Like, it would just be, like, a distraction because, holy shit, she spoke Vietnamese.
And it was good.
Like, did hell freeze over? Like, is this... Well,
that in turn would have been a good distraction.
Yeah. I guess I got... If only I knew what I knew now, then...
Tell me, if we knew each other when we were younger, the tools I could have given you.
What, you teach me Vietnamese? Probably.
Probably. I had friends. There was a point where I did know some words, and I was just like, man, I probably know more Vietnamese now than I know Spanish. Because when I was young, I didn't know much. Yeah. I knew more when I grew older. But now talking about all this, though, all of the discipline, it's something like, it's a conversation that comes up a lot with us.
Yeah.
You know, because we see the kids out in society today. Remember, our neighbors above us have a child, and there's obviously no discipline happening up there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, since we live on the first floor, they live on the second, you know, we hear the kid running around back and forth, screaming to the top of its lungs. It runs that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, like, I would never, like, as much as I got hit at the same time, there was a lot of things I just wouldn't do because I knew I'd get hit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the biggest thing is, like, when we were leaving the house, we knew that wherever we're going, we're not going to ask for anything. We're not going to want anything.
Yeah,
the only thing we want when we go out is to be quiet. We want to be quiet.
For me, the only thing I wanted to do when we would go out is to go back home.
That's the other thing we want.
I would then
we
could patiently talk again. Wait until we go back home.
Yeah, like, and here's the thing. If we were good, though, then we know we were going to get something.
Yeah.
We knew that there was a prize at the end of the road. And granted, you don't always get something. But generally, it's like, if you're good, though, then there's more of a chance.
Yeah.
Kids these days don't have that mentality. It's like, yeah, I want this. Yeah, yeah. You know, and the parents just let it happen.
Yeah.
If I think maybe once I may have, like, acted up, and I take that back. I don't think there ever was a once, because my mom always praises of how great of a child I was when it came to, like, public outings and shit like that. Like, my mom will sing my praises of, as a baby, never crying, as a child, never acting up out in public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was a golden child.
Yeah.
My brother was the wild one when it came to that shit as a kid. Like, he didn't know yet, because he was just learning how to talk. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But once he learned how to talk, then he was kind of a rebel. And, like, he would cry out in public. But it happened, like, maybe once or twice. And after that, he learned. He's like, oh, shit, if I cry out in the supermarket, I get hit. And that's the thing. My parents, like, they weren't, like, that parent that you hear of back in the day. It's like, oh, wait till we get home. No, 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 no. You acted up. Boom, you got hit. That hurt a lot. I just hit my ring. But you just got hit. And there was no fear, because it's like, what the fuck are you... I think my mom hit my brother out in public once, and I think someone saw.
Yeah.
And my mom looked at her like, what the fuck are you gonna do? You want me next? And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. They turn around. Well, these days, it's like, they don't even dare think about doing that because of that fear.
Oh, someone's gonna call the cops on you.
Yeah.
Immediately.
You know what I mean? Which, for me, is horrendous. It's mind your fucking business. Like, granted, again, like, I don't support abuse on children.
No.
No child, no one or person deserves to be abused. But I think a spanking can go a long way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I look at myself as an example. I have never done anything illegal. As an adult, like, I don't do anything illegal. I've never had any, like, I have no criminal records whatsoever.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a stand-up citizen.
You're a good person.
Yeah. Like, I'm the guy who's like, if I see that you drop something, I'm going to pick up and bring it to you.
This is how good of a person George is. Like, if mail comes to our, you know, into our mailbox, or a package comes here and it's obviously not ours, but it's to our address or whatever, or, like, it's just the wrong address Or it just got delivered to the wrong place, but, like, you can see the address. George will literally, he'll find the building, look for the person, the apartment where it was supposed to go, and he'll hand deliver it to that person. And then it was me, I was just like, I would have just left it on the mailbox, like, yo, you brought it to the wrong place. Like, return to sender. Or, like, when we were at, where we used to work, our, the previous tenants in our office building, actually moved to the office space, across the parking lot from us. But for whatever reason, their mail always came to us every day. George always brought the mail to them, you know, when it ended up in our mailbox. One day, I got mail, and I knew exactly who it was, because I don't fucking like those people over there.
Yeah,
that's another story in itself. So, but I was just like, it was a UPS package. I was like, I told the UPS guy, I'm like, oh, that's not ours, because that person isn't here, like, previous tenant or something. And I was like, okay, return to sender, and they left. But I knew that you were delivering mail. I could have just been like, oh, I know who this, because I recognize the name, like, oh, I know who these people are. Yeah. I was like, fuck it, get that shit out of here, because I'm an asshole. But you're a good person, you do good deeds, you're, you know, a generally nice person, yeah. So
in turn, like, I don't believe in that kind of violence towards somebody. But, like I said, I believe if a kid acts up enough, you know, like
just, yeah.
Yeah, like, one day we're going to have kids.
Yeah.
And when that happens, like, if my kid does something that's, you know, I say they're acting up, they're like, I'll warn them. Like, stop, calm down, you know, and we'll go through the paces. Like, I will try to do everything I can before we get to that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I'll warn them. It's like, either you calm down or you're going to get a spanking, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be a light spanking, like, on the butt or whatever, you know? Like, I don't believe you should hit your kid in the face.
No.
You know, that I don't think I should go that far. Like, I don't think that you should abuse your kid to the point where, like, you're exhausted.
Yeah, you're you know exhausted, what I mean? You're leaving marks or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
But a quick strike that lets them know it's, like, I'm the boss, right?
Because they think don't that's know. Okay. Yeah. Because, like, they can't level, like, at that age, like, you can't treat them like another adult. They can't level with you.
Yeah.
In the same way. Fuck, there's even adults that you can't even level with that deserve a fucking smack to the face.
Seriously.
So, and let alone a kid, like, come on, yeah. And then I joke around, I was like, I'm going to give our kids pre-beatings.
Which is what we call abuse, which is what...
Yeah. And I joke because I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But they won't know I'm joking. I'm going to put the fear in them so they behave when we're out in public. Because I will not put up with that shit.
Yeah, like, I'll be honest, I'm a fan of fear. Yeah. Fear goes a long way.
Yeah. Fear is what put... me in place?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a good person-ish.
Ish?
I don't do bad things. I just
You're not malevolent.
Yeah, I'm not malevolent. Like, I can be a bitch, but, like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to be a bitch.
Yeah, just like you're not gonna go out of your way to be kind.
Exactly. I'm, like, what's the D&D term? Like, chaotic neutral?
Interesting, a nerd term that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm using it correctly. Rachel's going to listen to this and be like, well, you almost had it. And explain it to me, and then I'm going to forget and say it wrong all over again.
Yeah, but we've come to situations where, like, damn, it's like, that would not have happened in my household. I see kids get away with things that just would not have happened. Like, being, like, the talk back. Like,
I've seen kids hit their parents.
Yo, seriously, yeah. I actually saw that the other day.
Like, those Dr. Phil episodes where, like, the kids beat the shit out of their parents. I'm like, bitch, I want to see you try.
Yeah, like, when a parent is afraid of their child.
I will never.
What are you doing? What are you
That kind of power. Nope, that is not going to happen.
Yeah, like, what would you rather have in this world? That the kid beats up the parent and the parent's afraid of the kid? Or the parent just gives their kid a light spanking and the kid knows his place?
Because then that kid's going to grow up to be a fucking menace. Like,
yeah.
That's why we have spoiled, entitled pieces of shit now. Like, you didn't get beaten up, apparently.
Seriously.
Like, you need to learn what no means.
Yeah, Lord knows I knew it.
Yeah.
That's all I heard growing up from my dad.
Yeah.
Was the word no.
We heard no's all left and right in this house, our house.
Like, I grew up in a household where, like, we didn't have allowances.
Yeah.
So, like I had some friends I had that's like, oh, I get an allowance this week. I was like, what's that?
Yeah, we didn't have an allowance either. But my mom did give us money when we hit high school because, like, growing up, like, in elementary school, they would make lunches. My dad would make lunches for us every day. So because we didn't qualify to get, like, free lunch from the school programs. So, but when we went into high school, my dad's like, I'm not going to make you lunch anymore. Just buy food from the lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost much. So I would just get, like, a weekly amount for those lunches.
You ration out yourself.
Yeah. So it taught me how to, like, budget my money.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
In turn, they gave you a skill.
It's true. Yeah. I don't consider it an allowance. It's more like a stipend for food.
For sure. Yeah.
If I starved myself because I wanted to save this money for something, then that's
on you.
That's on me. But yeah, I didn't know what an allowance was either.
Yeah. So, like, when I hear kids that have that, it's like, wow, so you have an allowance. Your parents don't hit you. You know, you act up. Like, if ever there was a time, I think my parents, they tried or they offered some kind of an allowance-like thing.
Yeah.
But there was a deal to it. So I want to say what it was, like, we had, like, do chores, which we were already doing chores to begin with. like it would do anything new or whatever. But it's like, if you want money this week, you want money to go out with your friends, then make sure that all these things are done this week. Make sure that you do the dishes this many times a day. Make sure you take out the trash. Make sure you clean the house. If you do all these chores, then I'll give you money.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only time when I remember that kind of shit happening.
Just because you're working for it.
Yeah, you're earning it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense to me.
Yeah, if you earn it, you deserve it. But if you're just existing and you're not helping around the house, you're being...
What are you contributing?
Yeah, you're being a piece of shit every day, demanding things of your parents. Then no, you don't deserve shit.
Like, the other thing my parents would do, it's like, if we got, let's say, straight A's, then they would take us out for like a special meal.
Yeah, it's a rewarding because you work for it.
Or you would get some money.
Yeah.
Like a dollar an A or some bullshit like that. But even then, it wasn't all the time.
Yeah.
You're just like, you're supposed to be getting A's. You're supposed to be doing chores. It's like, no one's paying us to fucking clean these dishes. Why should you get paid to clean these dishes? You know?
Sure.
But like, there are times, like, we're getting older. We want to do things. You know what I mean? That takes cash.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, if you want it, then you gotta, this is how you're gonna get it.
Yeah. And that's also goes in part of like being told no a lot. Like, you said you didn't ask for things, and we didn't really either, me and my sister, or at least I didn't.
We didn't ask for things when we went out. We'd ask for things when we were at home. That's when we were asked for things.
Yeah, that's true. Like, same thing with us. Like, it was rare when I would see something that I would want.
Yeah.
And, like, I would ask. But I wouldn't put up a tight lift. I would ask in hopes for a yes.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, if they said no, like, we can't afford it or whatever, then I'd put it back and I'd live my life.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to put up a tantrum and start crying in the middle of the store. Like, I knew not to do that. And I never felt the need to do that.
Yeah.
At least far as I could recall. But having being told no to the things that you want all the time is like, well, and especially with the caveat of like, we can't afford this.
Yeah.
You know, it taught me to like, okay, I need to earn money so that I can get the things that I want.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So it's like, I don't need to rely on my parents' money to get the thing that they can't afford where I can.
Yeah. I think that's a big flaw that I see nowadays is that like, when you don't punish and you reward without punishment, then your child doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
To live in this world and to earn what they deserve.
Yeah. It's two sides of the coin.
Yeah. Well, we did not have to. Yeah. That's what we had exactly the same thing. Parents didn't give us everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew if we wanted it, we had to earn that shit.
Yeah. Although my sister did get spoiled. It was mostly me that didn't get things.
See, it was the reverse. I thought my brother got spoiled and I didn't get spoiled.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, like, we've always said that we joked around that I'm the older sibling. And everyone always thinks that I'm the older sibling, too. Because my sister does look young, but it's just our
Asian blood, man.
Yeah, it's our personalities, though. So, like,
yeah.
I have a deeper voice, even though apparently on the phone we sound the same, but I don't. Everyone that
doesn't know you, I guess.
I guess not, but yeah, everyone always says that. Yeah, because my voice is way deeper. Yeah. And I feel like I've always had a deep voice. And so, like, when I would answer the phone, people always thought I was the older sister, or even, like, meeting us. I remember going, like, furniture shopping. Because also, like, my sister, like, with a youthful appearance, kids are more jovial or, you know, like, they're bounding, they're very happy, kind of perky, in a sense. Whereas I was always just, like, pretty stoic as a kid, even now. And so I remember going furniture shopping with my parents, and the couch salesman pissed me off because he thought I was the older one. And my sister and I are 6 years apart.
Yeah.
So, and
she's taller, too.
Yeah, she's a few inches taller. But he made it in a joke that, I don't know, like, I can't remember what he said, but I remember the feeling that I had, and I wanted to just, like, push him down the stairs. So, but, yeah, like, it was always, I don't know, our maturity levels were always very different, and still is.
Yeah.
And the way we are with our money and just being responsible and mature about things. I remember when I was a kid, I think I was, like, in my teens, my sister's already started to have her own job and stuff like that. And she was, you know, being wasteful with her money, and she couldn't hold a job. And I remember writing a letter to my sister.
Oh, what?
I wrote a little letter to my sister voicing my thoughts about, like, how she's hurting the household with, like, her irresponsibility, like, being out all night, doing this, doing that, and that. And I did it with the good intentions of, like, you know, hopefully to get through with her.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I would have talked to her, I would have probably punched her in the face. Because my mom also has this thing where she always, you know, because our zodiac signs, like, I'm the sign of the tiger and my sister's a monkey. And monkeys are mischievous and da da da. And it makes sense with her personality. And I'm a tiger where it's like, I'm pretty calm, but, like, if you fucking poke at me, then I'm going to rip you apart. And that's very much true. So I wrote that, you know, hopefully that she would just be a better person afterwards. And I remember she came out and she started, like, cussing me out. And my mom came out and was like, what the fuck is going on? Because she doesn't want us fighting. Yeah. That's always been the thing. Like, you're sisters, you have to love each other. That's been ingrained into our brains.
Yeah.
And my mom figured out everything that happened and she caught up to speed and sent my sister to her room, separated us. And then I got in trouble for writing the letter. And then she started lecturing me about it. It's like, she's like, I understand your intentions, but it's not your place. Let me deal with that, basically. Like, I'm the parent. I'm the one that needs to discipline her. Like, it's not your job. But I was like, why am I in trouble now? Why am I getting the 84-year lecture?
Yeah.
It took me like 6 hours to write this letter, and now I'm getting in trouble for it. I used good grammar and everything. And it wasn't like an email I could type out at the time. This was a handwritten letter on like lined paper.
Practically punished yourself.
Twice. So I was like, what the fuck, dude? Fine, I'm going to step back and let the bullshit happen on its own.
And not care.
But, you know, I can't not care.
Yeah.
I try not to, but I can't not.
It's hard with your family.
Yeah.
But that's funny, though, that you got punished afterwards.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? But she's doing the thing.
See, that wouldn't have happened in my house.
No.
That would have been like, if for some odd reason I was being that bad.
Yeah.
That my brother felt the need to write me a letter. And then we got into an argument. My mom and dad hear that shit. We would have been separated. And then they would have talked to me. And they would be like, you understand how bad things are right now and what you're doing? That your brother felt the need to write you a fucking letter?
Right.
How stupid are you that a child who's 4 to 6 years younger than you is educating you on how to be a better person? You understand you're stupid, right? You're stupid. I would have been belittled so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And my parents wouldn't, like, use that kind of talk with us often.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it came to a situation like that, where it's like, wow, you fucked up that bad, you know, then they would bring it out. And it's like, you're an idiot. Yeah, it would have been a totally different story.
I grew up in a very much, like, mind your business household.
Yeah. Well, we did too.
But within the household.
But I think with us, it was like, mind your business on what we're doing.
Yeah.
But take care of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that was always our thing. We always taught, it's like, that is your brother. If we're not here, you're all you guys have.
That's exactly what my parents told me too.
You know, so it's like, you got to be there to take care of him, and he has to be there to take care of you.
Yeah, that's what they've always told us too.
Like, that was my, like, I was always with that mindset. As the older brother, as the oldest, my job was to make sure that he was always protected. And like, his job was never to protect me, but at the same time, at the time, it's like, you know, like, you're younger, but you got to do your part to make sure that he's okay also.
Yeah.
So in turn, like, we would always have each other's backs in the world.
Yeah.
You know, if someone were to ever mess with my brother at school, I was the older brother that would do his job. And I had my friends, so we're a little posse. You know? In retrospect, we're the nerds. Like,
this ragtag.
We were the popular kids in elementary school.
Yeah.
We were all the kids that got picked on. The only thing is I was the one kid within our group that I was going to do something about it.
Yeah.
No one picked on me and didn't feel the repercussion of picking on me.
Oh, likewise.
It's like, oh, you got words. Okay, I have fists. You know, let's see what's going to hurt more. And so if anyone fucked with my brother, they did not fuck with him for long.
The same for me. Like, there are times where I just want to throttle the shit out of my sister. But if anyone fucked with her, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I am a force to be reckoned.
Because only I can hit him.
Exactly.
Only I can hit her. That's it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. It's the unspoken rule.
Yeah. My family, my right.
Yeah. It's definitely something that I feel like when I see it out in the world, it's like,
why are you like this?
Yeah. Like, I remember the biggest thing, when we used to live in L.A. and the apartment we lived in, it was all pretty much immigrants or ethnic families.
Yeah.
There was not one white family in that fucking house.
No,
or that, in the house, or like that building.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a full-on building that we lived in. And you had freaking all nationalities that were not Caucasian. So there was Spanish people. There was Asian people. There were different Asians. Different Asians, different Spanishes. You know, even for those Mexican, Salvadorian, freaking Filipino,
Indian,
you know, Korean, like, everyone was in there. And every nationality that I've spoken of so far is known for discipline. Like, the rest of the world hasn't confined to what America does. Like, America's the place where it's like, don't hit your kids. That wouldn't be prudent. You know, do you want them taken away from you? Other places in the world, it's just like, kids are still fucking putting the rice paddies. You know what I mean? Like, they still get hit. So to see that these kids in this household were not being, like, disciplined the way that we were disciplined, you know, it was baffling. It blew my mind. And it's just like, this next generation, they're going to be so soft. Because that's the other thing, too. Like, what people don't understand, like, I feel like bullying gets tied into this, too, and abuse. Like, getting bullied and being, you know, spanked by your parents. Not abused, but spanked by your parents. It, for me, it shapes you as a better person. in my personal opinion. It doesn't work for everybody. I can agree to that.
No, yeah.
But me and my brother both got hit. All my friends. Mm-hmm. All of my friends got hit. And I can tell you right now, none of my friends, and myself, my brother included, we all either went to college or got ourselves good jobs. We all have our own homes. We're all contributing adults who help to our society. And none of us are bad people. None of us are convicted villains.
Yeah.
You know, none of us do bad things. We're the respectful people who are going to help the old lady across the street. And we're going to help you with your groceries. You know, like, we're those people. Me and my best friend growing up were Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And we all got hit. We weren't abused. We were just hit, you know?
Yeah, you acted up and then you got the hit for it.
Yeah. It's like, it can shape you into a good person if utilized properly.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I see some of these kids, I just hit your kid. The kid just said, fuck you to you in public. I think they a quick swap to the face, let them know not to do that again. Like, kids, like, I believe that you should talk to your kid like an adult. I do believe in that. Like, my mother, like I said in an episode before, when we had our sex talk, I knew about sex and drugs and rock and roll since I was freaking like 3-4 years old. But in turn, my mother always treated me with the respect and understanding. It's like, all right, I'm going to treat you like an adult. And I think that's why I got hit too. It's like, I was being treated like an adult. But like, my mother always gave me like adult conversations. You know, like, we would have our cups of tea and we would have serious talks. Like,
that's adorable, cups of tea.
Yeah, like, I would talk with her about serious matters of the world. You know, whether it was like racism or like how you should act with like another adult, whether it's a violent situation or whatever. Or even like political stuff. Like religion and everything. My mother taught me about all that stuff and we would talk about it and she would let me have opinions about things. You know what I mean? And then she would tell me like how the world works, or like how that opinion would work in the world. And it's like, I totally believe in having that with your kid. Letting them have a mind of their own is totally worthwhile. Don't, you know, stifle a child's personality and creativity, but don't let them get out of whack either. You know what I mean?
There's a fine line.
Yeah. Like, I would never, like, they're not the same thing. You know, I think people feel like, oh, well, if I hit my kid, then I'm stifling them. It's like, no, you're disciplining them. There's a difference. Your kid doesn't have the right to freaking talk back to you that way. Because here's the thing. If your kid talks back to you like that, what's stopping them from talking to a police officer like that?
Yeah. Anyone of authority, a teacher.
Yeah. Exactly. They go to school. They go to a job. It's like, fuck you. I don't have to fucking do that shit. It's like, no, it's your job. If you want to get paid, you do it. Yeah, I'm late. What the fuck are you going to do? You're getting fired. You know?
Yeah. That's why, like, we saw this a lot when we worked at the comic book store.
And oh, yeah.
The business partner to the guy that ran the shop, he had two kids that were fucking demons.
Especially the youngest.
Yeah.
The older one was a little better. But the youngest
was spoiled,
full on hellion.
Spoiled little shits.
Yeah.
That their parents never said no to. And they even, like, They were about to wreck some shit in the store, and the shop owner or whatever was like, don't do that. Like,
yeah.
And then he's like, don't say no to my kids. And it's like, your kid's about to destroy this prop that costs like $500.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say no to your fucking kid. And it's like, wow, that's how they are with their kids. They're going to have a hell of a fucking time growing up. Like, when the first person of authority tells them no.
Seriously.
They're in for a world of fucking hurt. Like, life is going to kick them in their asses.
Yeah. It's like shit like that. Like, I'm glad everything happened to me.
Me too.
Because, like, I can go out to the world now. No one's going to step over me. Yeah. No one's going to walk over my shit. It's like, I know how to be respectful to other people. But at the same time, if I meet someone out there who's trying to, like, get one over on me or disrespect me in some way, disrespect you, like, I'm not going to start a fight with somebody. I'm an adult. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know there's repercussions to that.
Yeah.
But best believe, I'm not going to let someone get away with some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what to do now. Like, go through the proper channels.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
But like, some of these people, like, they're like social media people, like the whole like crying over someone talking shit about you online. And it's just like, they can't do anything to you. It's just shit talk from online. Who cares? Trolls, you know what I mean? But like that kind of shit, like cyberbullying, that won't affect me. If I have a kid, that's not going to affect my kid. My kid's like, it's just words. Who cares about words? Like, that's something just to digress a little bit. I was thinking about the other day, but I thought it was funny. Remember Yo Mama? Do you ever have that growing up?
Oh, like Yo Mama is the Yo Mama jokes?
But it's not just a joke. It was at a place, like, when I was a kid, when I was younger. Like, I'd say from elementary school, it's slightly into high school, where, like, you can just say, like, Yo Mama. And that was enough.
Oh, to start a fight, yeah.
Yeah, like, you'd have to say, like, Your Mama's so fat. No, you'd be like, Yo Mama.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You started something.
Yeah.
Like, you may well just call that person a cunt.
you threw down the glove, and now we are about to duel at noon.
I had a couple fights like that when I was a kid. Someone said, like, Your Mama, and I was like, I saw red. That was it. You don't talk about my mom. My mom's a saint. You know? Saint my mama is going to fucking rain terror on you.
And then your mom smells the bullshit. She's like, there's a trouble afoot.
Yeah,
and she shows up.
My mom's like The Rock. Like, if everyone remembers The Rock when he was in his wrestling days and he'd get up on that top rope and he'd smell the air of his millions of fans. That was my mom. She'd be like, there's trouble, LeBrew. And
she'd show up.
And I tell her, she's like, so why did you get into a fight? Because that's a fight that I started then.
Yeah.
I started that fight. It doesn't matter. They said your mama. I threw the first hit. And she's like, why did you hit that kid? And it's like, he said your mama. It's like, no one talks about you. It's like, they didn't do anything, though. It's like, yeah, they said your mama, whatever. Say your mama back. Say something back. But you don't have to hit them. You started this fight then. It's like, words are just words.
Yeah.
You know, words can't physically do anything to you.
No, but words start a lot of trouble.
Yeah, words can sting, but just let them sting.
Yeah.
You know?
I usually, like, it took me a long time to get to this point, but, like, because I fought a lot when I was a kid, too. Like,
yeah.
I also... You dealt with the Indian thing, I guess. And I dealt with being Chinese, even though I'm not. So
the typical was it for us was kids. Ching Chong Makahaya was always said all the time.
Yep.
Man, Latin kids felt special when they got the threat at somebody that was like Asian or anything.
Yeah, like I got that from everyone. And, you know, just like things like that, like just like pulling at the sides of their eyes or whatever. So they're like, yeah, I'm Asian. Or the sideways vagina jokes.
I got into fights for that. Because like some of my best friends were Asian. The girls that I liked were Asian. So it's just like, all right, now I have to fight you because you offended my people. You
so, yeah, like growing up until like, I don't know, maybe sixth, seventh, maybe I would say sixth grade. It would just like turn into a physical fight.
Yeah.
But then I got, you know, I'm older now and I'm smarter. And I've always been a bit of a smartass. I didn't express it at home because I didn't want the tongue lashing. But outside of the house is where I was unleashed. So it just became like a war of wits because I always had the last word and I would always say something to get under the nerves of the person that was trying to antagonize me.
Yeah.
So I would just turn it back on them. And so that's. That became like my go-to now. And then if it turned into something physical, then of course I'm going to defend myself. But I think that's how it changed for me. I just like, because words can oftentimes be more mentally damaging if you...
Well, yeah, for sure. Especially when you're younger.
Than a physical fight. Because the physical will like only last for so long. But like if saying the right or wrong thing can last through someone's childhood.
Yeah.
And that's what I was fucking doing to anyone that pissed me off.
I think it also, if people got to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, sure, everyone will talk about a beating.
Yeah.
But people are really, word really spreads when you say something that's good.
Yeah.
That's deep. It's like, yo, did you hear what fucking Jen said to this guy the other day? Man, she was fucked.
Yeah, the sideways vagina jokes will always make me laugh. I'm like, you'll never see what a sideways vagina or a fucking normal vagina will ever look in your life. So I don't know why you're trying to make fun of it.
I think my thing was because that was something my mom instilled on me.
Yeah.
Like, the lesson started to become, it's like, don't start a fight. Or especially don't start a fight you can't finish, but don't ever start a fight. Don't start something, but finish it if it does begin. You know, try to get away from it. But like if someone's, when she's telling me about the words, you know, the whole sticks and stones thing, she didn't use the sticks and stones thing as much as she's like, if someone says something, just say something back. They said your mama? Yeah, you have a mother. Okay, good for them. They figured it out. You know? And it's like, just say something witty back. And in our household, we were always, sarcasm is the biggest way in my personal family how we communicate. Me, my mom, my dad, my brother, if you're not sarcastic with us, then you're going to lose a lot of battles, you know? So it's just like, just do what we do at home.
I think that's why I fit in.
It is. It really is. Because you're quick. If you're quick on something, then you're right with us. But if you're not with us, then man, you just got fucked, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be the butt of a lot dragged. Of jokes. Yeah. And so it's just like, she gave me permission. It's like, you get to joke around at people the way we joke around with each other, you know? So it's like, oh, okay. Well, that changes everything. And so like, once a yo mama came my way, it's just like, yeah, at least I got one. You know?
Dang.
You know? Or it's like, and my mom, like, for the most part, she's always been a very thin person, you know? So, and my people knew my mom. That's the thing. Everyone knew my mom. And everyone knew what she looked like. Mom didn't look like a bad looking person, all right? My mom has pictures of her when she looked like a model. So... if someone talks shit with my mom, it's like, yeah, okay, my mom's not fat. It's like, at least my mom is one person. How many people did your mom eat to get to who she is? You know, so it just became this thing.
The kids like, in the schoolyard, like, oh!
Yeah, like, I was becoming like the king of O's. Like, I was going to either beat you with my fist or beat you with my words. You're going to get beat some way, one way or another.
Yeah.
And that was definitely a thing. Like, this, it was, and that was that cerebral thing. My parents taught me how to be cerebral.
I don't know how I got it.
I don't know either, because your parents don't really do that kind
of stuff. They're straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, your mom laughs at fart jokes, which is always funny to me.
She laughs at farts.
That's the joke.
That's like my mom's favorite pastime. Like, that's why she's an assassin. Like, she does those silent farts.
Yeah.
And they obviously...
Which is where I feel like your mom and my mom probably get along. They don't talk about it. They don't know it. But their silent farts are their weapons.
They're akin.
Yeah.
My mom loves, like, she'll fart in your vicinity.
Yeah, yeah.
But you won't smell it, so you won't even know what happens. But you know it's happening because she's giggling. And she's thinking, I farted next to your head. I was like, the fuck, Mom?
Something that I witnessed... As an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were visiting.
Yeah.
And she's like laughing until she's like out of breath.
I remember I was like, is she okay? Like, what's happening? Like, did we miss something? And then you told me it's like, she farted. I was like, what? Why is she laughing? That was good. It was very cute.
It is very cute.
Because it doesn't smell, it makes it adorable.
Yeah, because it never smells.
Yeah. Well, my mom's side of the thing, it's like, it always smells. And it makes you feel like you wanted to die.
Let death take me.
Yeah, we digress there a bit.
A little bit. Still on topic is our childhood.
Still abuse.
Biochemical warfare.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, it's like, what is everyone else's take on this? Like, I feel like it's one of those, like, closet conversations.
It's a very touchy subject.
It is. And, like, it's that thing where people don't want to admit it, maybe. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure we all feel the same way about it. Like, all of us are annoyed by that kid that needs discipline and isn't getting it. And I think all of us have that back in my day moment, like, I would have got hit. And it's like, where do you stand on that today? Like, where is your opinion? Like, do you think that maybe a kid can get hit if it's within reason? Not the abusive beating that leaves them with welts or blood or, you know, whatever, but enough where it's a sting. And they're like, all right, I'm not going to do that again. I don't want my hand hit. Where do you stand on that? Let us know on our social media. You know, you can reach us on Beaver Rodeo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. Or you can catch us on our own social media. Where are you at, Jen?
I'm Lazarus Trash Pit on Twitter and Instagram.
And of course, I am Nikolopolis, which is Nekolopolis. That's on Instagram and Twitter. For those of you who are not aware, though, we do have Beaver Rodeo merch now.
Woo!
Woo!
Adopt a fat beaver today.
You can catch our merch, which is on tees, mugs, stickers, throw pillows. It's almost on anything that you pretty much want. At our artist store, which is Nekolaz, that's Nekolaz on Threadless. The link is in the description on all of our episodes. But if you just don't want any merch, you just want to still tip us some kind of cash, you know, support what we're doing to semi-starving artists, then you can hit up that coffee link we got set up. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
Please, sir. Can we have some more?
I'll be a good boy.
You're a boy?
Yes. For right now.
In any case, if there's any topics you want us to hit upon, you know, let us know.
Mm.
We are open to all conversations.
Yeah, we have plenty of stories to share.
We've been through it all.
I've seen some shit.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Keep slapping, Jen.
Oh.
Come on, man. Keep slapping.
Slap top.
What are you doing? Looking for beavers. Woo! All right. Let's go.
Oh, I feel like a power in me.
Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.